We are learning Mesechtas Kulum, Mesechtas Chum, Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amabez. We are starting with two dots on Kuf Chav Tes Amad Aleph, Rav Shimon Metar, and it's around 10 lines at the bottom. In order to get this, we have to really have to understand the whole Mishnah. We have to go back to our Mishnah. So I'm going to go through the whole Mishnah again very quickly. The Mishnah has three parts to the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah says, Eva Basar Mudodolim, which means the Basar or the Eva is hanging off, but still attached to the Behemah. The halacha is, if you think about it for oichel, it's a talmud to mazoichel, and needs hechsher. That's when it's still attached to the animal. Then you have a case where you shechted the animal. You had an eiver abasa mudalim, you shechted it. There's a machlokes if it's hechsher or not. But the halacha is that when you shecht, the eiver is not metam anymore. Why not? Because we learn, Rashi learns the Mishnah, that ein shechita oisa nipo, which means shechita works for the hands, and the hand's not in the veil anymore. It actually cannot be eaten, because our mitzvah is price, you're not supposed to eat it, but it loses the eiver menachah when it's shechted. That was case number two. Case number three was, this behemoth with the hanging hand died. And if it died, the rest of the behemoth is shown available. What about this hand? So it says in the Mishnah that the basar is... It is not tame. It needs hechsher once come tame. The basar that falls off this hand, but the aver is metam shem even mechai, the aim metam shem even nevela. And we saw in the Gemara what the nafkamina to the even mechai and even nevela is. Nafkamina is the basar that comes off. So it's tam shem even mechai, not nevela. The Rav Meir of Shimon Matar. It sounds like Shimon saying that this aver, after the behemah dies, this aver is not metamim, which is a pella. So look at the Gemara, Mar of Shach. Rav Shimon Matar, remember, we think it's going on the Sefer of Mesa, that the behemoth died, and this hanging off hand is sitting here. So, Manavshach, Im Mesa Isenipo, which means when it dies, we look at the hand, like fell off already. So, Latam Shem Eivim Nechai. So, that's the classic Eivim Nechai. It came off while I was alive. It's Eivim Nechai. Im Mesa Isenipo, which means the Mesa's Chal on the hand also, Latam Shem Eivim Nechai. That's a Nevela. Why in the world would be Tar? What would be Tzad, this hand should be Tar? It's Manashah. Either Nevela or Eivim Nechai. What is it? It's not Shechita. So how could he argue in this? Somebody says, you're right. There's no chance he argues in this. Rav Shimon HaReisha, he's going on the Reisha. Back to the Reisha. The first case. What's the first case? Eivir v'vasa mundo mehema. Metam to mazoichlam. If you have a hanging off Eivir, that Eivir, while it's attached, it's metam to mazoichlam, while it's attached, if I think about it, I'm going to give it to a guy, it has a din oichel, and it could mekabel to mazoichlam if Sharis touches it. But tzvich and echshnus hechshah. Rav Shimon on that is arguing with Matar. Now, why would it be Matar? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechon. In my time, Rav Shimon, why is it Tar? Amar Kra, that when it comes to Mas Oichlim, it has to be called Oichel Asher Yoichal, Oichel Shat Yoichal Achila Acherim Kari Oichel, Oichel Shat Yoichal Achherim Eichel Achherim. Only time it's called Oichel, the Lashon of Pasuk is called Oichel Asher Yoichal. Only Oichel I can feed to other people, even to Goyim. I can feed it to someone, it's called Oichel. But Oichel Shi'i Ata Yoichal Achila Acherim, I can't feed it to Goyim, I can't feed it to anyone. Ain karu oichel, it's not called oichel. So that is why Rav Shimon argues in the ratio, it can't be with Tumas oichel, because this hand is attached partly, but it's eivim menachai, it cannot be fed to a goy, and therefore it's not an oichel. That's pshat. Rav Shimon's going back on the ratio. Omer le Rav Zeir le Rav Asi, how do you know that's pshat in Rav Shimon as this pasuk? We're learning like this, he's saying, pshat in Rav Shimon is this pasuk. Even if you know Rav Shimon's arguing in the ratio, why? I have a different reason. Maybe it's a different reason why Rav Shimon is matter. Why would he be matter? I'm going to explain. Since it's attached, and Balei Chaim, when they're alive, are not mekabel tumah. So maybe Pshat Rav Shimon's matar is not because he has this new drasha mekol oichel. The reason is because it's attached. And when it's attached, not mekabel tumah. Now, where do you find hanging by a thread is called attached? I'll show you from where. Because we have a Mishnah, the Tanan. Yichur shel Ta'ina. Shenifshach, a branch of a fig tree with figs on it, it fell off, but it's still ma'ura beklipa, it's still holding on for dear life by the bark. Rabbi Yehuda mitar, who says it's not makabel tumas eichlin, why? Because it's a tree. A tree is not makabel tumas eichlin. V'chachamim, oimrim, im yachal lichyos, if it could grow back, the branch could grow back, tar. V'im lov, but if it's so cracked off, it's never growing back, then it's tameh. V'amrinalach, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's wrong with Rabbi Yehuda? The holes that it's tahira. Since it's attached, it's considered attached. Since it's attached a little bit, it's considered attached completely. So What's this yisoid? The yisoid is something that's still a little bit attached. It's still considered part of it. So maybe that's Rav Shimon Matar in the Reisha, because it's still part of the animal. Balachai is not mekal matoma. So who told you to make the whole shekel Torah mekal oichel? It's basically a question of Asi Mishir Rav Yechonon that says pshat of Rav Shimon is mekal oichel. This doesn't need a pshat. We have another pshat over here. So what's it going on exactly? Amalei. So he says the more answers now. Amalei. He could be at this point. We could say like this. You're right. Rav Shimon Tar is going on the Reisha. And the reason is Homo Ramoru. But where does Rav Asi on Rav Yechanan say he's Yisoid of Mekola Oichel? Where did he say that Yisoid? That Mekola Oichel, Shiyochel, it has to be only Oichel, Shiyochel, Achil, Achim. Where did he say that Yisoid? That's the Gemara's question over here now. Ella, where did Rav Asi on Rav Yechanan say he's Yisoid? What's it again? What? Eva Menachai?
Yeah, a guy, that's right.
A guy,
it's right for
a
guy, he's
not going to
become Tommy.
But it's even anyway, Tommy. It's not negated to Mosaichlan. A regular even is anyway, Tommy. It would be negated for the Basa, actually, which maybe we'll touch on soon. But the even Menachai is anyway, Tommy. It's like a Vela. Even is anyway, Tommy. So it wouldn't be negated for that. So what's a negated to say is Yisrael? So let's see what the Gemara says. So Amaleyam, it's Yosso. It's going on the middle case. We have a Rishim in the middle case also. So right now we're saying Rishim is arguing on the Reisha. Good. And it's because of Homo Uramura. Now we have a question, where is Rav Asi or Rav Yechon say he's Yisoid from? So Amalei, what is he saying? What's in the game? Amalei, Amatiyasa. Nishcha behema, hukshura b'demad remeh. The behema was geshachtim. We say that the Eiver, by Shechita, it works for the Eiver to make an ois Eiver menachai. It actually can be eaten, but it's not Eiver menachai. But it'll be hukshur b'demad remeh. It'll get hukshur as oichlim from the dam, the remeh. Rav Shimon oimer lo hukshur. And we had a bunch of pshat in Rav Shimon 4. Now the Gemara is saying, new pshat. Omer Rav Asi Rav Yechonon, my time with Rav Shimon. Omer Kro, the pasuk says, Makola oichel asher yeochel, oichel shiyat yochel yochem kara oichel, oichel shiyat yochem kara oichel. Rav Asi Rav Yechonon was retining that Rav Shimon holds that a Eiver Menachai after Shechita is also midaraisa, and it can't be eaten, and if it can't be eaten, it's not called oichel, and that is why it's not hochsheru, which is a very shvara lashon, really means to say, it can't be mekabel tumah. Why is he lost loy hokshuru? Agar Ramei is loshen. Agar Ramei is loshen. This is what the Achronim speak out. That's agar of the maybe it's even Rishonim. That it's agar of the Reisha. It said loshen loy hokshuru. Really, Rav Shimon will be answering in the middle of the case, saying, you know what? It's not negeya hechsher. You know why? Because here it's not a oichel and it can't be mekabel tumah anyway. It's not called oichel because there's an issa to eat it. There's two chedushim in this middle of pshat. First of all, the loshen loy hokshuru is not so geshmak, and number two is. We're saying that the issa to eat even a chayav after shechita will be a deraisa diga issa. I in the late Aryeh that has a mahalach had to learn maybe holds shechita oisa nipo. Shechita oisa nipo will mean that the shechita does not work for that aver. That would be the tzad to learn pshat in this point in this gemara. But zokta gemara, Bar slugs it up anyway. Zokta gemara v'dilma taima the Rav Shimon bahi ikadarava ikar bechanan says again. There's another question. Rav Shimon, we have other pshatim. Maybe pshat Rav Shimon why he holds that it's hukshur, that's not hukshur loy hukshuru. Really holds is mekabel tumah there because he holds shechita ain oisa nipo and shechita works. Why loy hukshuru ikadarava say rabba. Rabba holds that you don't say a behema could be a yad laever. Or, and therefore, the hechshev for the behema can't work for the aver. Or, Ikra Rabbi Yechon, who said that the pshat is that since if you schlep the katan, the god won't come along, it can't be one thing. So who said that's pshat Rav Shimon? Don't the pshat Rav Shimon, the hechshev means because it can't be mekabel tumah. Maybe pshat is like Rabba or Rabbi Yechonon. Why did he pick dafka two out of six pshatim? So the reason is because he lived before them. These Amoraim lived before. Asi Rav Yechonon lived before, Rav Yechonon, to be specific, lived before all the other Amoraim, besides for Rabba and Rav Yechonon himself. Actually, it's a kasha, Rav Yechonon himself. Rav Yechonon himself said that pshat. Someone points that out also. Okay. Ella lo'oilo ma'seifa. So now back up the creek over here. Where did he say this memra of Iyata, this Rav Asi? Where did he say it? So the Gemara, he said on the seifa, actually. He says it on the seifa, where it says in the seifa, v'lava ever ela abasa. It's going on abasa. This is what you were telling me before. Ela abasa. Meisa behema habasa tzarech hechsher. When the behema dies, so we said the ever menachai is ever menachai. The rest of the behema is an avela. What about the basa? It says the basa is nothing. Tzarech hechsher. It's not tame. V'Rav Shimon Matar. Rav Shimon will be arguing on that point. Habasa hechsher. Rav Shimon Matar. He holds that that basar will be tar. It won't be considered oichel. What's pshat? Amar Rav Yechon, my time, the Rav Shimon, Amar Krom, we call oichel shiachel, oichel shiachel, oichel shiachel, oichel shiachel, oichel shiachel, oichel. Here we have this piece of basar menachai that is an issa to eat. Is an issa to eat. And it's not an avail. It's not an avail either, because it's Eivim menachai. So Eivim menachai has his own tumma, and avail has his own tumma. This is basar separate from Eivim menachai. On that, Zokta Tanakama, that if it gets hechshav, kama tumma zeichlin. Comes Rav Shimon and says, no, it cannot be kama tumma zeichlin. You know why? You can't be meichel achir. So it comes out, there's a new pshat in the Mishnah of Shimon Matar. Shimon Matar is only specifically on the basa. Matar means it can never become tamei the basa. So when we have an ever basa medudalim, the behema dies. The ever is ever nachai. The kuliyam. The basa is the veila. The kuliyam. The basa that separates from the ever nachai, according to Tanakama, it could be become tamei zaychlin. According to Rav Shimon, it cannot be tamei zaychlin. Why not? Because he has this pasul mekola oichel ashe ye ochel, and that teaches us that it cannot be mekabel tumas oichlin. Zok the Mishnah weiter. So now we're going to go back to talk more about Eiv Basar Medudalim, but not by a behema, by an Adam. That's where I'm going to end the parak with this, with Tumas Adam. Now we know by an Adam, after Adam dies, there's Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is the time of a maga, a mass of oil. And by etzem, that's not. The etzem kisoira is not matama of oil, only maga, a masa. If you have a kazayis basar, yeah. The question is, if you have a full aver of a person, is that matama when it's less than basa kazayis? And that will be a discussion in our Gemara a little bit as well. But let's first handle, what about aver menachai from Adam? So aver menachai from Adam is matama. Where exactly is the makar for that? It's a good question. The Sifri learns it out from the pasuk that says, oy be'etzim Adam, oy be'kever. So we darshan, etzim Adam is aver menachai. That's talking about the etzem kesayra. But there is the pasuk. There's a ribuy in the sefri that learns out from a word there. I think of etzem adam. Some learn from chalal cherev. There's different ways to learn the sefri. There's a taisus over here that learns the ma'atzad. It's a big tumul. I and the mafarshim, especially the rishash, that handles where the makar is. But that's klara. Even in a chayv and adam is also matam, just like by behema. So look the mishnah. Eiva va'basam u'dudolim ba'adam. Tahirim. That kolzman is still attached, it's tahir, just like we saw by behema. Kolzman is still attached, it's not tamak eiv menachai, you have to tumas eichlin. Why? Because it says by behema, v'chiyipol. So here also, by behema, by Adam also, we also, Rashi Gara says, chiyomus ksiv, which is shver, chiyomus ksiv. That's the same lashon by Nevelin, still we have to learn from chiyipol. So they say, learn out from a behema, just like behema needs chiyipol, here also chiyipol. So when it's still attached, even by a thread, even by a small piece of skin, the halacha is that it's still tahar. This aver is still tahar. Meisa Adam, once the Adam dies, so then habasar is tahar. Ha'aver matama shev mechai. Similar to a behema, the basar that separates from this aver is tahar. The aver is matama shev mechai. Ve'ena matama shev meis. But it's not matama shev meis because it was mudodol, the Ramea. Rabbi Shimon matar. And Shimon holds, it's tar. Now, what's the difference between Eiv Menachai and Eiv Menameis when it comes to Adam? They're all matame, b'maga, masa, oil. So the chilek is that a pirish menachai from Eiv Menachai is not matame. And from Eiv Menameis is matame. That's the nafkamina. But be'etzem, while it's Eiv Menachai, the full Eiv is here, it's the same thing like Eiv Adam, it's tamah, but oil as well. It's almost like a tumas meis. So the Mishnah says again, Eiv Basav Adam, be'adam is tahirim while it's still attached. Once the person dies, the basar is tar, less than a kazayis. The basar is tar if it's from the Eivim Menachai. That's, if it leads the Eivim Menachai, then it's tar, because it's basar parish menachai, even if it's a kazayis. If it's parish menachai, it's tar. Now, if it's the whole Eivir with the etzem, and all the bones and everything, then it's v'tam v'shem Eivim Menachai, v'im v'tam v'shem Eivim Menameis, v'ramei v'shem v'tar. And we'll see the Gemara what it means. Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon matar? Why Rav Shimon matar this aver menachai? It's a full aver, and the person is dead. Malav shach. Im miso isenipol, which means if when it dies, we consider that hand like an aver menachai. So latam shem aver menachai. Shvi tamos menachai. V'ein miso isenipol, which means the misa is chal on the aver also. So v'ein miso isenipol latam shem aver menameis. It should be then a regular piece of meis, tumas meis. So what does Rav Shimon matar? So the Gemara of Shimon ba'al makoi, he's going on something else. He's not going. He's even going on aver min ha'meis da'alma. He's arguing. that only works, there's no such thing, like we spoke about before a second, like a few minutes ago, that Eiver min ha-meis, less than a kezayis basar, is a shayla of its matama. And that's what he's referring to. Rashim ba'al makoyah, the comment on the kama, ha'eiver matama, v'shem eiver na'chai, v'eiver matama, v'shem eiver na'meis, alma, it's mashma from his words. Eiver ha-meis ba'al matama, if it wouldn't be hanging off, eiver ha-meis would be matama. No such thing as a tumas aver. Now, avada on an aver, if you touch it, you'll have tumah, it's etzem, it's the bone, etzem kisayra. But if there's no kazayis basa, it will not be a tamba oil. I mean, picture this thing. You have a person who died, you have a very small hand, okay, very small hand, there's no kazayis basa on it. And it goes into oil. Are you telling me not? The aloch is machlaikas. It's machlaikas. One man there was the aver manreis matama, one was not matama. And the Gemara brings down, it's a Mishnah, an idiot that brings down, but the Gemara brings down a Braisa over here. The Tanya, learn to the Braisa. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati, I heard, She'evim menachai metame. Evim menachai is metame. Omar Le, Rabbi, this is even by Adam. Evim menachai from Adam is metame. Even though it's not Kazai's boss, it's Evim. Omar Le, Rabbi Shua, menachai v'loi menameis. Rabbi Shua says, you're only saying menachai, not menameis. The Kavachaymer. Well, Machai Shutar, Madachai, who's Tar Be'etzen. Eva Parish Menotame, Mace Shutame, like Kalshkena, a complete mace, his hand falls off. It shouldn't be Tame Mace. It's a Kavachaymer. I can tell me, Rebbe only taught you about the Chai. So I'll show you another example where Rebbe told you something. Siv Gil's Tainus, Pischazira, Pesach Sheni, let me now I have Hespa on Pesach Sheni. What are you telling me? He didn't say Pesach Rishon. So Harabba on Mispad, a regular Pesach, you'll have a Hespedim? El Kaldachain. It's a terrorist, of course. If Pesach Sheni can't have a Hespid, Pesach Rishon for sure can't have a Hespid. Hakanami Kalshkain. Just because he only told you about the Chai, it's a Kalshkain. The same thing is by a mace as well. That was Rab Shimon Shita. Brother says no. Rabbi Elazar answers, I'm like, kach shamati, this is what I heard. You know, take it or leave it, that's what I heard. Only by a Eivim min ha-chai is the Eivim matame. By Eivim min ha-meis is not matame. Okay. And that's very good. Smack Rabbi Shimon Matar. That's what we're holding right now. Rabbi Shimon Matar means ba'alma. He's saying, by the way, I heard from your words, Tanakama. He's saying this Eivim is only matame, not Eivim ha-meis. By the way, Eivim ha-meis is not matame. Okay. So now, the Gemara says like this. U'ma'ika ben Eivim min ha-chai le'Eivim ha-meis. What is the difference? We spoke a little bit when we saw the Mishnah. What is the difference in Eivin Achayu and Ames? Both Matam Ba'oil. So what's the difference? So the Gemara, Kezayis Batsar Ve'etzem Kesa'ira Ha'Purish Me'Eivin and Achayu Ika Benayu. If a Kezayis Batsar falls off a regular mace, it's Matama. If it falls off an Eivin and Achayu piece, it's not Matama. It's just Batsar. Etzem Kesa'ira also. Etzem Kesa'ira falls off a regular mace, it's Matama. Etzem Kesa'ira falls off Eivin and Achayu, could be it's not Matama. Let's see. It's really Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanat, we learned it in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechet Idiyos, might be other places also. It's a Mishnah Idiyos, yeah. Kezayis basar ha-pirish me'evim menachai. A kezayis basar that's separated from evim menachai, just basar. And this is evim menachai. Rabbi Eliezer metame, says it's tame. Rechum menachon, Rabbi Shua metar, says it's tar. That's a chalikis by basar. So if you're Rabbi Shua, it's tar. And if you're Rabbi Eliezer, it's a tame. Rechum menachon, Rabbi Shua, both holds tar. And Rabbi Eliezer holds a tame. Etzem kisoira perish be'evim nechai. Etzem kisoira that falls off evim nechai, a small piece of bone. Rabbi Nachunya matama. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua matar. Rabbi Shua holds this matar. So if you look at the Ma'ad Yomrim, Rabbi Shua holds both are tar, both etzem and kizayis basar from evim nechai tar. Rabbi Nachunya is in between. Rabbi Nachunya holds by the case of basar it's tar, and by etzem it's tame. And the same thing, Rabbi Eliezer also switches sides. Rabbi Eliezer by Basar says Tame, and here he says Tar. And if you want to know the reasoning, you have to learn the Mishnah Masechet Idiyos. Actually, Rashi is Matik the Mishnah. This Mishnah, Ayin Shom, he's Matik the Mishnah, the reasons why I hold Etzem is better, I hold this one's better, the Ayin Shom, why they hold is better. But in any case, we have here a big difference between a basar that leaves the eiver of a piece of mace, a dead person, or a basar that separates from an eiver menachai. If it's from an eiver menachai, it's a machlokes. Could be it's taira. Masha'inkein, if it's from a mace itself, it's tamei. Same thing with etzem kasar, it's a machlokes. So therefore, that's the difference. The Tanakhama says that mesa adam ha-basar tar. It says ha'iver metamishim eiver menachai ve'im metamishim eiver menameis. So this thing that he says is eiver chai, not eiver meis. It's a big difference. The difference is if the basar separates or the etzem separates me. So Gemara hashda das lahachi. Now that we said this, we can say Nupshar Rav Shimon. It says in the Mishnah of Shimon Matar. What do we say? It's going on Stam, the whole idea of Eiver Min Ameis being Matame. No, we can say not. He agrees, Rav Shimon agrees, the Eiver Min Ameis is Matame. He's going on Eiver Min Achai. And he means to argue on that. Hashash Lahachi, Bein Tanakam Rav Shimon Nami, Kazai is boss of Esim Kasari Kabinayu. Like Rashi explains like this. The Tanakama holds, there's only one difference between an Eiver Min Achai and Eiver Min Ameis. Either regarding an Etzem or regarding a Basa, because there's two man the Amrim. Either he says the Etzem that separates his tar or the Basa, one or the other one, not both. Like this, we have here Eiver Min Achai. If an Etzem comes off or a Basa comes off, what's the halacha? It's a machlokes tanoim. There's one man the Amrim holds, or Rishu holds, both are tar. And the other man the Amrim holds Etzem is Tame and Basa is tar, and the other one holds Basa is Tame and Etzem is tar. So the Tanakam will hold like one of those two man the Amrim, either a Chunin and a Kana or a Eliezer. And he says that this is not Eiver Min Ameis, Eiver Min Achai. What's the difference? Because if Etzem falls off, maybe it's not Tami, or Bas, we're not sure. Rabbi Shimon goes, Metar means, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Everything is Tar. That's Nafkamina. Ben Tanakam Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Kazai is Bas, or Etzem, sorry, that's Nafkamina. That's what Shimon Metar means. It's not going on Eiver Min Ameis in the Velt like we have, that was one of the Pshatim. It's different Pshat. It means it's going on a case of Eiver Min Achai. But he holds both Etzem and Basa that separate our Tahira. Masha'inki, the Tanakam holds one or the other one is Tamei. Hadr Allah, Perik, Arva, Roitiv, Beli, Nader.